7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Welcome. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here, apparently listening to some Boccherini, while I drink tea. Oh, it's good. I do need to go to the store and buy more tea, though. Just had to open the last box about 20 minutes ago, so I need to go buy more boxes of tea. Also need to buy sugar. Good tea. Oh yeah. I really can't get enough tea at any given time. But I know what you're really thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why are you listening to Boccherini? Well, no reason. It's just on. I have my TV on one of the music channels, the light classical channel. This is usually what I sleep to. Last night I fell asleep listening to Mozart and I woke up to Mozart. Ugh. I gotta tell you. Starting to get tired of Mozart. It's about the equivalent of classic rock. Everybody says they love him. Has anybody ever actually listened to any of it? Has anybody who says they love them actually had to play any of it? Well, I'll tell you what. There is one thing I hate more than Mozart. And it's not that I hate Mozart necessarily. It's just that I'm getting tired of it. Getting really tired of it. I mean, let me put it to you this way. There are people in the world who still like the Beatles. Oh, the Beatles, they're the best band ever. Oh, the Beatles, they were so great. They're just the greatest. John Lennon is the greatest. John Lennon is the greatest voice of my time. No, John Lennon was the greatest wife beater of your time. John Lennon wasn't nearly as cool as everybody thinks he was. Oh, but John Lennon, he was about peace. Really? Then why did he beat so many women? Good tea. Good tea. Yeah. Besides, if John Lennon is so great, what has he done lately? John Lennon... He hasn't written a new song in, what, more than 40 years now? The Beatles are a great band. What have they done? You know, name one song that the Beatles have written in the last 40 years. Yeah, the Beatles, they haven't done anything. Now let's go back to Mozart. Why is Mozart so great? There's a guy who hasn't written anything in 300 years. We've just been listening to this, to the same 40 symphonies for the last 300 years. Oh, excuse me. I think it's actually 41. Did he actually complete the Jupiter Symphony? Do we count that? Yeah, Mozart. I'm just sick of it. But not nearly as much as I'm sick of some Handel. And as much as I want to say I hate Handel, I don't hate Handel because, you know... He did write music for fireworks, and you know how much I love fireworks. But to balance that out, he wrote The Messiah. Ugh. And I do hate The Messiah. For unto us a child is born, no one cares. Yeah, Handel's Messiah. everyone loves it because they can go around. The only reason people love The Messiah is it because it's the only piece of classical music ever written where people can actually sort of sing the hook. You know, that's what makes popular music popular. It's got catchy lyrics, and there's usually some chorus that is easy to understand and rhymes, and so people can sing along with, you know, whatever the stupid chorus is. Well, that's why people love Handel's Messiah, because everybody knows, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, everybody knows that part, and they can sing that as they're walking out of the concert hall, thinking, oh, God, geez, I just wasted 2.5 hours of my time that I can never get back. But at least I know this part, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If I had a time machine, would I go back and kill Georg Friedrich Handel? Yeah, I probably would. Sorry, dude. This is for The Messiah. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can you hate The Messiah? It's about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Besides, you never had to play in a freaking orchestra. As a child, when you are in the orchestra of your school, you spend half of every year playing the freaking Messiah. Yeah. And you only perform it, like, what, once? Maybe twice? Yeah. Yeah. That's the one thing I hated about going back to school after summer vacation. Because, you know, just sitting there going, yeah, school sucks, but what makes it suck even worse is the 5 hours a week I gotta spend playing the freaking Messiah. Oh, but that's neither here nor there. Still listening to Boccherini. Symphony in C. What a guy. Because Boccherini was sitting around one day going, I think I'll write a symphony. What key should I write it in? This is my kind of guy. He's like, well, C major is probably the easiest. And that's the truth. You know how many songs are in C major? Most of them. And they're all in 4-4 time. 4-4. That's a Tobe time. That's a time for idiots. My favorite key is G. G major. I don't know why. Yes, I do. Because it's easy. Because it's easy to play on my zook. What do you think about that, Pippa? She doesn't think anything about it. She does not give a damn. Anyway, what are we doing today? Other than wasting 8 minutes on ranting about classical music. Well, the good news is today I received the latest issue of The Waistline, one of my favorite periodicals in the history of mankind. Oh, it's so great. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will know that I do look forward to receiving issues of The Waistline. And so we're going to read that today. Right here, right now. First of all, what is it? What is The Waistline? Although, I should tell you right now, they changed the name. It is no longer The Waistline. It is just Waistline. Waistline is a small one piece of paper, newspaper, or newsletter that is written and produced by, I'm not quite sure, it's produced by the city. I think it's the, yeah, there's two seals on here. One for the Director of Environmental Quality and the Mayor. Waistline, Omaha Waste Management, Recycling, Garbage, and Yard Waste Information for the Citizens of Omaha, Nebraska. So, yeah, this is a newspaper put out by the Garbage Department. I think it's sent out 4 times a year. It's full color. And it's great. Here's just one reason it's great. I just read you the masthead. Now, the next thing under the masthead is this black bar that extends across the width of the newspaper. And it says, Collection Schedule Update. Thanksgiving will affect the collection schedule on Thursday and Friday. Christmas and New Year's Day will affect the collection Tuesday through Friday. Notice that they don't give any dates. Notice that this newspaper has arrived at my house well after Thanksgiving. Good job, Omaha. Good job, Waistline. Oh, it's so stupid. It is such the... Who's paying for this? Probably me and my tax dollars. Yeah, this is produced by the Omaha Public Works Division. And I gotta wonder exactly how bright these people are. The main headline for, this issue. City issues request for bids for solid waste contract. Yeah, I remember them talking about this before. And here's the article. Holy crap. The first 3 lines of the main article in this newspaper are not even complete sentences. Wow. Okay, I'll read this to you. Headline, City issues request for bid for solid waste contract. Now the article. Carts with wheels and lids. Period. Trucks that run on alternative fuel. Period. A new fall cleanup program. Period. Those are not sentences. How do I know those aren't sentences? Well, because I actually graduated from 3rd grade. An accomplishment not even remotely achieved or even have come close by anybody who wrote The Waistline. Okay, so let's continue. All 3 will factor into how the city of Omaha manages solid waste in the future after a new long-term solid waste contract is awarded. I can't go on. Oh, wow. Good thing you got that communications degree. Good job. Starting a newspaper article with 3 incomplete sentences. Blah, blah, blah. The current garbage contract expires in 2 years, December 31st, 2020. And so we need to get a new thing going. Yeah, here's a quote from the mayor. We will choose the best system possible within our current budget, Stothert said. I will not support a tax increase to pay for this contract. Nobody gives a crap. La, 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 la. Okay. Yeah, I'm remembering that there's going to be a big yard waste fiasco. Nobody wants to pick up yard waste anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And now here comes the fear. They got 5 bullet points. Their fear list. I got to induce some fear into the readers. No matter which company wins the new contract, Stothert said, that would be our mayor, Gene Stothert. Changes are coming for all Omahans. Apparently, people who live in Omaha are Omahans. They include the changes. Requiring the use of a 96-gallon cart with wheels and a lid, which will be provided by the successful bidder. Yeah, I don't even use trash cans to begin with. Now they're going to give me a free 96-gallon one that I can put my 13-gallon bag of trash in. And here's the one that's causing all the anarchy. What are you doing? Suddenly, Pippa's got the zips. Eliminating unlimited free curbside collection of yard waste. Yeah, yard waste. Gotta not pick that up anymore. Creating a new fall cleanup program to help residents dispose of yard waste, garbage, and household items. Well, which is it gonna be? Expanding the existing spring cleanup program to include the disposal of yard waste. Okay. Which is it? Are you going to eliminate all the yard waste collection, or what is this happening here? Bullet point 5. Requiring yard waste to be placed in the provided cart. Okay, so what is... So we're not... We're getting yard waste? You're going to collect the yard waste? You're not going to... Good writing. Good use of that communications degree. Blah, blah, blah. The successful most bitter... In the future, citizens also will be able to take yard waste directly to the OmaGrow facility at 15705 Harlem Lewis Road for free, Stothert said. Okay, OmaGrow. The OmaGrow facility. OmaGrow. OmaGrow is a fantastic product that we produce here in Omaha, Nebraska. It is mulch. Basically, we collect all the yard waste. We let it cook down. Then we bag it up and sell it as OmaGrow. Somewhere. Do I still have it? At one point in time, I got a little... What's the word I'm looking for? Like a little promotional bag of OmaGrow. It's like a little one-pound bag. You know, normally this comes in like 40 or 50-pound bags, right? But I still have that somewhere, OmaGrow. I'm a big fan of OmaGrow. Wow, and here's some Espanol down at the bottom. Favor de llamar al 402-444-5238 si tiene alguna duda sobre el sistema de colección de basura en Omaha, which means please call this number to get... alguna duda sobre. Alguna duda sobre. Don't know the system of collection. This must mean for information concerning the system of trash collection in Omaha. I do not hablo español. La 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 la. Okay, opening it up. This fantastic issue of the Waistline. And here's the part which tells us what we can throw away. Garbage. Because of state and federal laws, there are limits to the types of waste that you may include in your garbage. Yeah, it turns out you cannot throw nuclear waste in the garbage. Each household is limited to 5 properly prepared trash cans or clear bags of garbage per week. I do use garbage bags. I use white ones. They are not clear. I have never been busted. I am obviously a criminal. Yes, trash cans. This is a list of the things that you can put in the trash. Trash cans, up to 32 gallons that weigh up to 45 pounds when full. Clear bags that weigh up to 30 pounds when full. Up to 5 containers of garbage per week. Example, 2 trash cans and 3 bags. And they can be placed up to 5 feet from curb. Okay, here's the list of no. A mix of garbage and yard waste, items sticking out above the can, which is everything, Christmas trees, rocks, dirt, and concrete, dead animals, liquids of any type, loose pet waste or loose cat litter, tires, engines, or other large auto parts. So apparently small auto parts are okay, as long as they can fit in the can. Bulky items, such as couches, chairs, and stoves. Dark plastic bags that you can't see through, motor oil and automotive batteries. Cardboard boxes, when empty or full, when not in can or bag. Items outside a can or bag. You know, it's irony. The irony here is all that stuff gets picked up anyway. Okay, yard waste. What can we dispose of in the yard waste? There's no limit to the amount of properly prepared yard waste that may be set out for collection. Well... until December 31st, 2020. Place yard waste within 5 feet of your collection location. Leave 2 feet of space between yard waste and garbage containers. Yes, yard waste is collected all year long when properly prepared. Things that can be included in your yard waste. Grass clippings and leaves. Garden waste such as fallen apples, rotted or excess vegetables and fruit. Trash cans up to 32 gallons that weigh up to 45 pounds marked with a YW on both sides. So how does a round thing have sides? Do they mean the top and the bottom? Special yard waste paper bags that weigh up to 40 pounds. Unlimited number of properly prepared marked cans, paper bags, or brush bundles. Bundles of branches and brush tied with string or twine. Bundles may weigh up to 30 pounds. Branches may be up to 2 inches in diameter and 4 feet long. Yeah, I actually do that sometime. Oh, God damn it, more Mozart is on. Cozy Fantuti. Die. Die, die, die. Oh, wait, Mozart's already dead. Killed by my personal hero, Salieri. We need to thank every day. We need to wake up and pray to Jesus and then thank Salieri for killing Mozart. Otherwise, God knows, we'd probably have another 40 freaking symphonies. Here's the things you can't put in the yard waste. Plastic bags used in yard waste collection. Wait, what? Right. That's the first thing on the list. You cannot put in your yard waste plastic bags used in yard waste collection. Well, yeah, right? See how this works? Mixtures of yard waste and garbage. Items sticking out above the can. Sawdust, lumbered, or treated lumber / wood. Litter, trash, or garbage. Whole cans of dirt or sod. Because are people actually trying to throw away dirt? Street sweeping sand, litter, or rocks. That's right. You cannot sweep the street sweeping sand up and throw it away. Cardboard boxes of yard waste, pet waste, or kitty litter. Branches over 2 inches in diameter, branches over 4 feet long. Plastic twine, nylon twine, or wire rope of any kind. Oh, they screwed up the... they screwed up the bullet points. Rope of any kind. Brush that is not bundled. Which is weird, because it occurs to me that every time I've tied up a bundle of sticks, I've used nylon twine. Oh, well. And now we've got a sidebar of recycling drop-off sites. Da-da-da-da. I know where my closest one is. Ooh, solid waste. Page 3. Solid waste contract questions and answers. Is anybody really asking these questions? Why do I have to use 96-gallon carts? Because the new contract says so. That's literally the answer. The new contract will require everyone to use carts. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Why is unlimited yard waste collection being discontinued? Currently, the annual cost of unlimited curbside collection is nearly $4 million. Really? So what? I don't care. My trash is collected from an alley. Does this change apply to me? Why would anybody think that? How much will the new contract cost? Will the special collection program still be offered? Can I have extra carts? What do I do with my old trash cans and green bins? Who will choose the next contractor? I am curious. I just assumed it was the city council. Who will choose the next contractor? The request for bids was published on October 24th. Bids are due January 30th. The bids will be reviewed and a recommendation will be made to Mayor Stothert. The mayor will then forward a recommendation to the city council. The council will make the final decision. Nobody gets... Ooh. And look, here's another sidebar or a bottom bar that says, have you seen the new wasteline.org? The website dedicated to information about the City of Omaha's solid waste program has a new look and feel. Oh my God, I better check it out immediately. I can't believe they redid the website. Really? And on the last page, recycling bin distribution, special assistance, a step in the right direction, a summary of 2017 solid waste statistics. Fascinating. Utterly fascinating. And so here's numbers. January, 9,332.31, 86%. Doesn't tell us what these numbers are. Is it pounds of garbage? Is it tons? What's the percentage? nice, lovely tables that aren't marked with any units, so it's not actually, you know, giving us any information. Yard waste collection resumed, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there's nothing in here. The yard waste that was collected with garbage went to the Pheasant Point landfill, where the decomposing yard waste and garbage garbage produces methane gas. The gas is collected and blah, blah, blah. That's my other favorite thing. I like to go over to Heflinger Park and look at all the vents. Heflinger Park used to be a landfill. And back when I was a young kid, like 10 years old or younger, it got turned into a park. But they filled it in wrong. And all, yeah, they built this park and they built this real nice softball complex and all these nice things. And then the land started to settle. And now, yeah, the road used to be really messed up. Last year, they actually finally fixed the road after blank years. They had to regrade it and everything. But the park hasn't been usable for decades because the land sunk. Nothing is level anymore. The big softball complex got ruined and has now been turned into a dog park and a BMX track. And yeah, there's gas outflow pipes everywhere. There's another landfill. It's, where is that at? It's out north. It's about, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4, 5 miles north of me here. And it is all fenced off. This is an unused landfill. They're done filling. But they don't want to use the property for anything. I don't know why. But yeah, it's all fenced off. Big, tall, war type of fences. Signs, keep out. And of course, there's, gas vents everywhere. I kind of want to sneak onto that property. That's one of the weird places in Omaha that's kind of spooky and weird. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just weird. It's almost like, oh, is this a nuclear waste dump or something? No. But anyway, that's the waistline for this quarter. Does this come out quarterly? Does it even have my name on it? No. Mailed to resident. That's me. Address. Omaha, Nebraska. I live in Nebraska. I love living in Nebraska because it's so weird. Omaha's sort of an oddball town. I mean, you wouldn't recognize it as such if you were just driving through. And we don't advertise because, yeah, we want to remain a flyover city and state. We don't want Californians here. Good Lord, look what they did to Colorado. And we don't want New Yorkers here. Well, actually, we don't have problems with New Yorkers so much as we don't want New Jersey people here. Can you imagine those flakes being here? They'd get their heads pounded in. Yeah, but if you hang out in Omaha long enough, you start to realize, oh, well, that's kind of odd, or this thing is a little bit weird. It's like, yeah, that's us. You want to go eat some steaks? You want to eat some corn? You want to eat some steaks that came from cows that were fed a lot of corn? Yeah, corn-fed beef is awesome. You know, there's a lot of people say, oh, grass-fed beef. No, you don't know what you're talking about. Go eat some grass. Does that grass taste good? Is it delicious? Yeah, the cows don't think so either. That's why we're feeding them corn. Anyway, I'm taking my last sip of tea for this show because we're out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Wasteline Omaha Waste Management Observation Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on the Mozart-hating Anon Radio. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ドデューとザタイムウィルビー20アワーズ00ミニッツプレ